This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and we have the star-studded hosts with me, Chris, Eric, and Rick. But I have brought the best of the best when it comes to getting old. As you guys know, one of the gracious things about getting older is seeing the seeds that you may have planted. And this is one of those, just an incredible young man and entrepreneur. I found out today he's 41 years old now. He's the CEO of Hyperice, a company that's grown 20 times since 2020, has raised, I believe, over 40 million or somewhere in that, almost 50 million, but also has a valuation of over $700 million. And young Jim Heather is now the CEO of this extraordinary company. Welcome to Office Hours.
Thank you for having me on. Pumped up to be here.
I'm pumped up to have you, because they talk about planting seeds under trees you may never sit under. Once in a while, you get to sit under one, and you're so proud because you see the potential, but it's up to them to make it happen. And I've seen Hyperice from the very beginning. I think I was in the first crowdfunding and bought one signed by, I forget which Olympian it was. But you have learned a lesson that I utilize in my life. It's called the bug light approach. You bring the right people into the deal, and then everybody else wants in the deal. And you had a great capability of attracting the best of the best athletes, the best investors. And sometimes you were able to even convince people like Steph Curry and others to invest. So now you had the best athletes that were investing, which added to the credibility. How important is what I call the bug light approach of bringing the best in and then attracting everyone else?
I think it's huge. And especially for when you think about sport, and we're a sports technology, health technology company, the thing that's great about sport is it connects people, and there's a lot of emotion around it. That's why people congregate, and you see a lot of companies that are growing very fast in the sports technology sector. People want to be involved in it. They want to be participating in it, right? So what we did is we built kind of a halo effect around the world's best athletes who were, you know, obviously authenticating the products, who are using them daily for longevity, performance, and injury prevention, and let them tell the story to the investor base on why these products can be game-changing for the world. So I think that, and of course, once you get a big name, a lot of big names follow, and people want to be part of something that's big, a movement, so to speak, around the recovery space. And it really created this kind of exponential effect, where we had athletes, celebrities, and all sorts of people that just wanted to be involved in changing the way people think about health, right? And doing that through technology. So it's been really fun. And I learned a lot actually from you in the early stages. I remember you saying that, you know, I think I was 22 years old, and you said, hey, look, remember, as you're moving up in the ranks, always remember that the young guns, they're gonna be CEOs and they're gonna be CMOs and CFOs someday, and that network's just gonna build and build. So that was something I picked up really early, and something I still instill daily.
It's fun. Be kind to your future self, is what I said. And when you give that first job to someone, or you go out of your way to read a resume or to make an introduction. And it's fun because I had Al Guido here for the Super Bowl, president of the 49ers, and was the only one that was allowed to interview him, which we did out here on the golf course, and Jake Reynolds and other owners and presidents. It's really fun to know that holds true. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. And this is one of my mentors, obviously one of your favorite movies, by the way. So we're both excited to have Chris Gardner.
Oh, man. I am honored to be here. But let me say this. You used the word change twice. Mm-hmm. You mentioned game changer and change. My question to you is, what would the 41-year-old you say to the 16-year-old you?
Ooh, great question.
I'm asking that question for a very specific reason. Most important thing that I'm doing with my time right now is spending time with young people globally about what can be. So my question again is, what would you today say to the 16-year-old you?
I think you don't know everything. You know very little, and you need to learn and be a sponge, right? I think you feel like you go to grad school and you're getting ready for college, and you read your case studies and your books, and you think you understand business and experiences and leadership and all those things until you actually go through it and you have the successes and the failures and you adapt. And I think, you know, I have a 6.5-year-old son, and that's something that I'm going to be instilling in him. Like, look, as you're learning, as you're growing, as you're leading, always learn, understand that you don't know everything. You need to be extremely humble throughout. And I think that's beneficial in leadership roles.
Stuff. I have two questions. So when you're growing Hyperice, you've had the massive growth. You're up to 700 million market cap. You're growing 20x. Did you face any setbacks along the way that were overwhelming? And if so, would you learn from it? And then second part of that question is, how do you build an executive team that can stay together and grow so quickly? What would you look for in those people?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, when you're growing so fast, you feel like you're unstoppable, right? And it's very hard because the expectation is just getting bigger and bigger, right? Like, no matter what, you're growing 10x, 15x, 20x. If you grow 2x the next year, it's like, why aren't you growing 20x, right? So I think in the time period of 21 and 22, there were a lot of growth expectations, and you had a macro environment and a COVID environment around supply chain and consumer electronics that were very challenging. And I think managing expectations gets really difficult there, because when you're a leader, you want to project exponential growth. That's an important quality to kind of rally your team, rally your investor base, rally your shareholders, all of those different elements. But I do think there's a level of, you do have to have a balance of conservatism in there too, and understand that, look, I need to also plan for downside. I need to plan if things slow down a little bit. And it's very easy just to be, look, energy bust everything. We're going to bust through. So I think we definitely have some challenges around supply chain, which impacted, inventory. It impacted performance of specific products. And then we had to pull back a little bit and just recalibrate. And I think that's something that you learn when you're kind of going into the up and down curves. And then I think executive leadership team, really important. One of the things I've learned is, and we built the whole Hyperice team on collaboration, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of employees that were former athletes, either high school, college, or professional. And we did that. We created a very open environment where people could communicate and collaborate, right? And teach each other so that we could learn and foster new executives within the team. But I think you need leaders that can adapt to change, right? That always have an aptitude for learning and don't come in thinking they know everybody. And also looking for people that have the unique skill set that you need. We've hired people from big organizations, and on paper, they look amazing. But in a company where you're building the machine, if you've just been in the machine, it's very, very different. So you need that hustle. You need that entrepreneurial mindset. You need the ability to adapt and change on the fly. And those are qualities that far surmount what's on paper sometimes and just credentials and intellect.
One sec. Just shut the door. It's cracked. Never heard sound out there. What's going on? All right, go ahead.
What's shaking?
How you doing?
That's a good word for Hyperice. Yeah, everything's shaking. Everything's shaking at Hyperice.
I love it.
Bigger, smaller, or what? Right where you thought you'd be right now?
I think bigger. From a perspective, I think that there are things that you think that you're going to learn. Like, I remember, fresh out of grad school, I wanted to be Jerry Maguire, and then it was okay. I'm not going to, sports agent. Maybe that's not my thing. So I'm going to shift into business. I fell in love with case studies. What makes businesses tick? How you turn them around? Like, what kind of leadership do you need to instill to grow businesses? What kind of energy creates momentum, right? All those different things. And then you get in there, and I remember as a young CEO, I've been there as a CEO 10 years now. I was the fifth employee, or sixth or seventh employee, actually. And so you're at the top, right? 800 million valuation, we're at the top. And then you get punched a little bit, right? And you have to say, how do you react? And I think as you're learning to navigate those things, you realize how much you're learning in a period of time through the ups and downs that you can then pass down to your leadership team, your executive team, or your kids, or whatever it is. So I think that continuous learning is something that I feel like I'm a lot further along than I expected.
Ever feel like it got away from you because you grew so quickly?
No, I think we could have dialed it back maybe like 3 or 4 months earlier, just to recalibrate in the COVID environment a little bit, just to see what was going on, because it didn't really hit us right away. And then we had some, supply chain issues. But I think in general, I think we've done a good job understanding that in our space, the demographic and the addressable market is every human that moves, right? That's what's so cool about what we do. Like, it's not just to sell to these individuals. Every human can benefit from technology that helps with longevity, performance, injury prevention, greater health. So as long as we're connected to that vision and the team's connected to that vision, then I think there's always something to aspire to do, right? And that's kind of what drives me.
That's cool, man. I mean, I'm not blowing smoke your way, but I mean, I've been listening to your answers the whole way through, and it's almost like you're a young Bezos.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Or David Ablees when we get him in here, or the chairman of Keller Williams. But I could not be prouder. And
yeah,
it's so nice to see the light shine that you saw inside as you travel with all the young people. I know the bench is deep, and when you see a kid with a lot of light and hyper intelligence and discipline and honesty, that's what Jim Heather is, and that's why I wanted to show him off once again here on Office Hours. You make me so proud. We'll be right back with some more incredible guests here on Office Hours.